It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program this morning. Dial-A-Doc brought to you today by FHN. And joining us here today, she's Prevention and Education Supervisor at Family Counseling. Joining us here today, Beth Johnson. Hey, Beth, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me here today. Best topic today is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. And FHN, Beth, is participating and promoting a National Drug Take Back Day. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. Promoted by the DEA, the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, which is on April 28th, addresses a crucial safety and public health issue. According to the 2015 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 6.4 million Americans abuse controlled prescription drugs. The study shows that the majority of the abused prescription drugs were obtained from family and friends, often from the home medicine cabinet. The National Institute of Drugs also reports that 21 to 29% of patients prescribed opioids for pain are misusing them. So this day is dedicated to safely disposing of unwanted, unused, or expired prescriptions, providing an opportunity for Americans to prevent drug addiction and overdose death.
All right. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, this is an important issue, and it's been in the news. It's been a national crisis here in terms of the opiates and the addiction issues. What kind of results has this event had in the past, Beth?
Well, last fall's Take Back Drugs event collected a record-setting 912,305 pounds of prescription drugs. Since the DEA first launched Take Back Day in 2010, they've collected more than 9 million pounds of medicine from the public.
What about, and why is FHN getting involved now this time around?
Sure. Take Back Drug Day is one of Illinois' efforts to combat Americans' prescription drug epidemic. Prescription drug misuse can lead to addiction, so we recognize that raising awareness of the proper disposal of prescription drugs is one step in the prevention of substance abuse.
We're talking to Beth Johnson, Prevention and Education Supervisor, Family Counseling Center, talking about the upcoming National Prescription Drug Take Back Day that FHN is promoting. Beth, how much of an issue are prescription drugs?
Well, the National Institute of Drugs reported in 2016 that opioid pain medication is the single most deadly drug in the United States. Between 1999 and 2014, the deaths from opioid misuse increased 375%. The Midwestern region saw opioid overdoses increase 70% from July 2016 through September of 2017.
Now, is this all connected? Of course, we hear it in the news now, almost on a daily basis, unfortunately, this opioid crisis that we hear about. Is this all connected to that?
Yes. As I mentioned, the increase in opioid death misuse has drastically increased. Each case is different, but obviously there are issues with leftover drugs of any kind, which is why the Drug Take Back Day is really all about.
All right, so we're going to have that at FHN. Now, why is it important to dispose of drugs this way through FHN and not just, simply toss them out in the trash or just flush them?
Unused or expired prescription medications are a public safety health issue, possibly leading to potential accidental poisoning, misuse, or overdose. The medicines could be found by someone, and without proper identification, they wouldn't even know what it is. There's also the possibility of pets ingesting the medicine. So the proper disposal of unused drugs protects the environment, such as with groundwater contamination, and definitely saves lives.
Now, how can people participate in this day, and then what kinds of drugs can be brought in?
Sure. On Saturday, April 28th, from 10 to 2, the Fairfield Police Department will have a collection site at Cub Food Parking Lot. Items that can be brought in include non-controlled and other over-the-counter substances, as well as controlled substances. In addition, any solid dosage form pharmaceutical products, such as tablets or capsules, in the consumer containers may be accepted. Small pint-sized bottles of cough syrups may be accepted if they are sealed in their original container, making sure that the cap is tightly sealed to prevent leakage. Medications from nursing homes, since those meds belong to patients and not the facility, can also be dropped off. And items that cannot be accepted include needles, inhalers, and other compressed air cylinders. Intravenous solutions, injectables, and syringes are also not accepted due to potential hazards posed by blood-borne pathogens. In addition, hospitals and physicians may not drop off excess medications.
All right, so that's the rules of the game coming up on Saturday the 28th at Cub Foods. Do the drugs need to be labeled or packaged in any specific way, Beth?
They do not need to be labeled.
We're talking about this, again, repeat for us, the specific collection point or points.
Sure. In addition to the event at Cub Foods parking lot on April 28th from 10 to 12, most local law enforcement agencies also have drop boxes located on site. So you can contact your local police department to get more information and see if they do have a drop box available.
All right. And if people want to get more information about National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, how can they get more information, Beth?
You can go online to FHN.org for more information.
All right, Beth. Great job. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's Beth Johnson here today, Prevention and Education Supervisor, Family Counseling Center from FHN. Remember, Saturday, the 28th of April, it's a National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. That reminder from FHN and the preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.